93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Thank you for your service. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
On this Veterans Day, we honor the brave men and women from all walks of life who have stepped forward to defend our nation throughout its history.
Colonel Mike Wagner commands the Army's 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Armored Division, deployed in Kuwait.
Following a long tradition, President Biden attends a reclaim ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, the final resting place for 3 unknown U.S. service members beginning in 1921.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasa. The first was laid to rest on this day a century ago. On this Veterans Day, President Biden will also announce a new federal probe to better identify and treat medical conditions suffered by U.S. troops in toxic environments. Now, the president went to the port in Baltimore yesterday, touting the infrastructure bill he'll sign Monday as a way to help reverse rising inflation and supply chain issues.
It's about taking a long-term view of our economy to deliver lower costs, more jobs, and ensure our shelves are stocked with product.
Republicans worry that and trillions more in spending Democrats want will add to inflation. The sky turned a bright orange in Florida last night for a launch with a milestone. Fox's Evan Brown live in Broward County.
Yeah, Dave, SpaceX launched their 3rd crew for NASA to the International Space Station Wednesday night.
Stage 1 Alpha.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
Downrange.
And no problems with the flight so far, which is set to reach the station shortly after 7 o'clock tonight Eastern Time. But one of those 4 people on board is now, according to some counts, the 600th human to travel to space since Yuri Gagarin's flight 60 years ago. That tally jumped significantly this year with the number of tourist flights to space, Dave.
Edmund, former President Trump, lost in court again. The same judge who rejected his attempt to block House Democrats investigating the Capitol riot from accessing White House documents tomorrow rejected his attempt to put her ruling on hold while he appeals. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding the right Medicare plan may feel impossible, but now it's anything but. With Walgreens Find Rx coverage tool, you can compare plans online, over the phone, or in person, making Medicare easier than ever. Easier than picking which true crime doc to watch, figuring out that Wi-Fi password, or putting the duvet cover back on. So if you can do those things, with Find Rx coverage, you can definitely Medicare. Find the plan that's right for you by visiting walgreens.com/Medicare.
Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 45% off during their Early Access Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
While that Trump court fight plays out, one of the Capitol rioters who pleaded guilty was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. Scott Fairlamb had assaulted a police officer. Testimony will resume in a few hours in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where Kyle Rittenhouse shed tears at his murder trial, testifying he acted in self-defense, killing 2 protesters during rioting last year.
Prosecutor Thomas Binger said the first man Kyle Rittenhouse shot during anti-police protests last year, Joseph Rosenbaum, was unarmed, and he questioned why Rittenhouse felt he had to shoot.
Mr. Rosenbaum was chasing me. I pointed my gun at him, and that did not deter him. He could have ran away instead of trying to take my gun from me.
Rosenbaum had threatened to kill Rittenhouse earlier in the night. Other comments made by Binger prompted Rittenhouse's attorneys to ask for a mistrial. The prosecutor not only commented on Rittenhouse's silence after arrest, but also about whether it was appropriate to use deadly force to defend property. The judge had already said he was inclined to not allow that line of questioning. The judge did not immediately rule on the mistrial request. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The CMA Awards for Country Music back on stage.
And the audience and artists like Carly Pierce are loving it.
This is all I've ever wanted in the entire world, and I just hope you know that country music is all I love.
Pierce won Female Vocalist of the Year during the 2021 CMA Awards on ABC as they make a comeback from last year's socially distanced ceremony. Luke Combs claimed the most coveted award, Entertainer of the Year.
I don't deserve to win it, but I'm sure as hell glad that I did.
And Chris Stapleton walked away with the most trophies for his big hit, raking in 6 awards, including Best Album, Single, and Song of the Year. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after two straight days of selling. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. In Urbana, a man sentenced to 11 years in prison for drunk driving crash that caused another to die. Officials with the Piatt County State's Attorney's Office said Justin Slade sentenced for aggravated DUI causing a crash that resulted in death. He was facing up to 14 years. The CDC is warning about a potential spike in flu cases this year. It could exacerbate an already dire nationwide blood shortage. Sherry McKinney, the Regional Director of Communications for the American Red Cross, says the shortage of blood products already having an impact. A student at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign running an environmentally friendly clothing business. It's got a lot to offer. Mona Fang is the CEO and founder of KarmaTrade. KarmaTrade is a circular clothes swap platform that allows people to trade clothing items using a digital currency called Karma Points. How about that? All that taking place at the University of Illinois. That's what's going on. Now you're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. News and weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District. You belong here. For details on programs and events, you can visit urbanaparks.org.
And it's all about the turkey trot, Stevie. Registration is free, but if you want to contribute, you're helping kids who can't afford some of the programs with those donations taken at 8. It steps off at 9. It's a mile fun run around Crystal Lake Park Thanksgiving morning. Details about the turkey trot at urbanaparks.org.
All right, I'm going to use my meteorological skills, Greg. I've got something here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, here
oh,
we
no.
go. It is going to rain today. I've got it.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me think here. You looked at the window and it's wet.
There you go. And a little breezy too,
that's what my weather climate professor asked me. Why you don't just look at the window. I thought that was a gimme. Anyway, I see a band that goes from north to south, man. That's big.
It is, yeah. And it turns to snow by the time you hit northern Minnesota. Oh. Keep an eye on that, by the way, in the coming days. And, of course, the rain north to south across the land of Lincoln. But note the break by the time you hit the Mississippi River. Everything is kind of moving quickly from west-southwest to east-northeast. So this is not the picture for the entire day. Matter of fact, we'll get a little bit of sun, and we're already into the 50s out there. 54 will it in Savoy to 58 at Danville, 53 Bloomington Normal. Not much of a significant climb. There may be a little drop later this afternoon, and maybe even a stray shower early this afternoon. So the meat and potatoes of it all, the next 2 and 3 hours, and even a rumble of thunder. Why not? After that, two more cold fronts, two more disturbances, and two more drop-off in temperature readings around here. Tomorrow afternoon, another one expected for the weekend. And yes, the first flakes of the season, snow we're speaking of, by the way, will be out on the window. Perhaps even enough to coat the colder surfaces by Sunday morning. So it's that time of the year and time to be talking about that stuff. But this too shall pass. So 57 but dropping, variably cloudy skies. We'll get some sun, rain for the next 2 or 3 hours, a brief shower early this afternoon. Note the west wind 20 to 30, gusts to 40 miles per hour. That'll be in store here mid-morning through this afternoon. Breezy, colder tonight, 36. Clouding up for the day tomorrow. A little shower of rain in the morning, a little wet snow mixed in late afternoon, 44 and dropping to the 30s by supper time on gusty southwesterly winds. Rinse and repeat Saturday and Sunday. Maybe a few snowflakes around Saturday morning. Maybe even a coating of snowfall by Sunday morning around here. Cold. Weekend highs 42 Saturday, 41 on Sunday, but then into the 40s on Monday, near 50 Tuesday, near 60 next Wednesday. Another drop after that, but we'll talk about that later. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. We appreciate you very much. Happy Veterans Day to Eric Power. Eric, how are you?
Always amazing. Thank you for having me.
Active combat veteran, entrepreneur, social activist, author of the book Don't Shoot Your Future Self. What's your story, Eric?
Do you want the 30-second version or do you want the long-winded version?
Well, we'll get you on another time for the whole darn book, but I guess Cliff Notes. I mean, you want to help PTSD people. You want to help, and you've reached out and helped a lot of people. I got to know why.
Sent by God. To sum it up, I did 10 years in the Navy. I was a parachute rigger. I had 7 deployments, 3.5 years in active combat zones. Got out, got injured, body was beat up, got out, tried to go through the VA process, and just really, didn't get the help that I wanted, didn't get the answers or questions answered that I wanted, went all around, finally gave up, and then just started doing research myself, was working as a contractor, did my first claim myself, and I was going to school getting my undergrad degree at the same time. And then I realized how big the problem actually was. And any entrepreneur, you know, knows that if you, you know, you have a problem, you have a business, if you can solve it. And so I started helping guys I worked with. And these guys who were fighting 7, 8, 9 plus years, you know, I was helping them turn around, getting results within 9, 10 months, just because of the attention to detail that, and the questions that I was asking that, you know, the VA doesn't ask. So in 2015, got incorporated with me, myself, and I. Today, we have 23 people in the company, including 15 agents, taking 3 to 5 calls a day, talking to vets. We're getting about 2,000 veterans plus contacting us a month for help. So we're very busy and blessed.
Founder and CEO of Veterans Disability Help, LLC. So it's frustrating because if you've got something as important as a person that is serving their country, I would have it like a 5-star hotel, Eric. When you come home, it is unbelievable. I don't think it's a lack of money as it is lack of structure or organization or something. But you ought to be treated like gold, man.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. But what I have to look at, and what the reason why my company is so successful, and when I kind of had the first aha moment in business school, you know, when you get out of the military, you become a liability for the government. You just become a cost. So if you think on a bigger structure, 3,000 veterans separate from the military a month approximately, right? And so if they did everything they could and treated every veteran like that, it's a massive recurring bill of $12 to $15 million a month. So this month 15, next month 30, next month 45, and so the service and the information is there. It's just they're not, you know, the VA, the government's not proactive in telling veterans about it. And, you know, if I was in that position and I had to make a decision like that, you know, I'd probably make the same decision, or I wouldn't be in that position. And so that's why my company is very good, because we're very proactive and we ask the detailed questions.
Yeah. And so you kind of help the process. You kind of guide them and kind of take them through it.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, from the very beginning, we get on the phone. It's not a 5-10 minute phone call. It's like a 30-minute to sometimes the longest phone call I was ever on was 9 hours. Mm. There's just so much information to go through. And the guy was on a deadline. And so once we have that, if we can help the veteran, you know, because there's veterans we can't help, and we don't make that decision until afterwards. If we can, then we build a structured plan. So say the veteran hurt his back and is only getting 10% for his lower back, which is very common, but has all these, you know, other problems, these hip problems, these knee problems, radiating pain, stuff like that. You know, we'll ask detailed questions and we'll build a treatment plan and help them, you know, get that treatment. Well, we don't help them get the treatment, but we guide them and say, hey, you need to make the doctor's appointments. This is how you communicate with them. This is how you do this. Give us the medical records, give us the paperwork, and then, you know, we basically act as not like a liaison between them and the VA, where the only communication they have is when they go to the doctor's appointments and communication in the mail. But then they send that to us and my team handles it.
Well, lastly, don't shoot your future self. What's that about?
So that is about a guy. It's a story of a veteran that got out. His name is David Little. And, you know, like most veterans, he goes through the chaos that we all go through. He gets fired from a job for making a bad decision. And kind of, you know, at a loss, you know, broke, nothing really to do. And then through chance meets this guy named Ralph Power, who is an entrepreneur and business mentor. And this guy takes him under his wing and starts showing him a different path way than the normal veteran, getting out, go to school, become a contractor, get a job. And he goes into entrepreneurism, starts working on personal development, and kind of becomes really successful towards the end. And it has, based on Napoleon Hill's 17 principles of success, has those in there. Talks about creating plans, taking action to set those plans up, creating vision plans, making videos of yourself, designing your future self, right? You can be anybody who you want, but you're not going to change if you're, you know, if you're standing still, sitting still. If you want to be a doctor, you can be a doctor. Create a plan. Go to school. If you want to be an actor, create a plan. You know, go where actors go. So it's really about setting goals, figuring out who you want to be, and creating a plan to get there.
Mm. Eric, appreciate you. How can people connect?
So, yeah, sure. So we have Facebook at VDH2015 on Facebook, or Eric Power. Website for the company is veterandisabilityhelp.com. And then if anybody, any veteran needs help for their VA disability, you can go to that website or call the office, 760-463-1138. But they don't open until 8 a.m. on Pacific time. And we're closed today because it's better.
You got it.
Open back up tomorrow.
Hey, man, thanks for all you're doing, Eric. And
my pleasure.
Thanks for serving. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure. You
Eric Powers, his name, ESPN 93.5. He's in Las Vegas, Nevada, which would be 5:15 a.m. Mm-hmm. All right, sports headlines at a quarter after.
Well, signing day, new recruits. Brad Underwood's been talking about four-star Jaden Epson coming in from Virginia, from Ohio, Sincere Harris. So things are looking good for the future of our Illini in that class of 2022. And Nancy Faye has four recruits that she's been working on. And the signing period, early signing period for football has Coach Bielma talking about TJ Griffin out of Palos Hills for that class of 2022. On to the NBA, the Bulls over Dallas, 117-107. Lorenzo Ball is doing good on his three-point shooting. Zach LaVine led the team with 23 points. We had the Denver Nuggets over the Pacers, 101-98. They'll face Utah tonight.
Io had nine, didn't he? Io DeSumo played last night.
And I was just looking that up.
19 minutes, and I believe.
Okay.
I thought 9 points is in my head.
Right. But. And I want to say I saw 10, but I thought maybe that was, no, that wouldn't be.
Io's on the team. Io's helping the team.
Okay, there it is. 10 points and 14 minutes.
Okay, 14? Okay.
So, awesome stuff for Io DeSumo, too. On to the NFL. Baltimore Ravens are at Miami to face the Dolphins. Of course, we've got IHSA action and a lot of chatter in Rocket Nation to support our Unity Rockets about the weather taking a turn into this weekend. And as you can tell on Veterans Day today, it's bad today. Well, they'll be practicing in that and getting ready. Same for the Arcola Purple Riders and the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs as they're in action this weekend. NHL action tonight. We'll have Nashville and the St. Louis Blues going at it. When it comes to NFL action this weekend, I know your Saints are in Tennessee. Jacksonville's in Indianapolis to face the Colts at noon. That's a game I'm actually looking at. I haven't gone to too many NFL games and have kind of a off weekend, which is nice. Seattle is at Green Bay at 3:25. Is Aaron back in action?
He said he'd be surprised if he doesn't play.
Okay.
So Aaron Rodgers certainly back. By the way, Diota had 7 points in 19 minutes. Thought he played a long time. I was kind of tracking it.
Okay, good.
But they beat Dallas last night by 10, and Iota Sumo again. 19 minutes, that's pretty good. His second, third most off the bench. Sometimes he plays more, sometimes they're 3 out of 9 from the field for Iowa last night.
Yeah, I'm not very good at reading these statistics. This says all splits for, I don't know what that means. Anyway, okay. Thank you for the correction.
I just look at the box score.
Okay. It
shows what his shooting is, total everything. So.
Excellent. And we've got our Illini, you know, really when it comes to this game against Arkansas State, I think we're setting up to look good on a Friday night at 8 o'clock.
It is not on the television this time. You can buy it for like $10. You're going to watch it on ESPN Plus. Here is your latest weather forecast at 7:18.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois vicinity. That big change in weather is underway with the first in a series of cold fronts expected to swing on by our neck of the woods and deepening low pressure across the northern Great Lakes region. Plenty of packing of those isobars. That means plenty of wind in the forecast as well as we transition into a late November feel and perhaps the look of the same as well come tomorrow and into the weekend. Yeah, a little bit of snow in the air. In the meantime, a stray shower as the day wears on. Variably cloudy, windy, 57 and falling temperatures late this afternoon as winds turn westerly, breezy, colder tonight, and a fair sky too at 36 tomorrow. Clotting up, and there may be a shower of rain in the morning, even some mixed snow in the afternoon, 44 and falling temperatures there, down to a low tomorrow night of 32 and some evening snowflakes, and a couple more snowflakes both Saturday and Sunday, cold, high temperatures in the lower 40s will moderate back into the 50s briefly for early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, thank you, Greg. Stand by. A Stever you'll like. Coming up.
You have the ideas, the tenacity, and the follow-through. UC Bank's experts are here to help with the capital. With deep knowledge and trusted guidance, UC will help you prepare a comprehensive financial business plan that boosts your livelihood and keeps your business successful for years to come. UC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global markets are moving mostly higher after yesterday's sell-off. Investors were making changes after the consumer price index was even stronger than expected in October. The stock markets are open on Veterans Day. Walt Disney and Beyond Meat's summer quarter earnings were disappointing, though Rivian Automotive's rally is continuing after the electric truck maker's successful stock launch on Wednesday. Royal Caribbean CEO Richard Fain tells Barron's the worst is behind the company. He says we're clearly coming out of the pandemic. Fain, who has been CEO for 33 years, plans to step down on January 3rd, though he'll remain as chairman. He says U.S. ports are now open, and he expects 50 of Royal Caribbean's 61 ships will be operating by the end of the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sandy and Gary had a rural home they were trying to sell, Sandy and Gary. They listed it two different agents over the course of a year. Didn't sell. They went ahead and purchased a home in Texas based on the equity the other two agents had promised them they would get from the sale. Unfortunately, the agents were off. Didn't work out that way. They finally found Nate Evans and his team, who were able to get the Muhammad Hold sold in less than 2 weeks. For $420,000, no contingencies. It was a great relief. Gary and Sandy can enjoy their new home in Texas without the stress of a large home to maintain here.
This market requires an experienced agent now more than ever, and the market is too fast-paced and aggressive to work with someone who has no experience, as Sandy and Gary found out there in rural Muhammad. So a friend you can trust is Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. He knows all the ins and outs. He can talk with you about your timeline and your dreams. Get you that immediate cash offer if that's what you'd like on your home. Offers those flexible fees, helping you sell your home for the most money possible. So call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. Just Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
Looking for a great place to work? Dedicated Diesel in Urbana is looking for talented mechanics for small engines to semi-tractors and trailers. These are Monday through Friday shifts with no weekends. Dedicated Diesel offers competitive pay, benefits, and paid holidays. At Dedicated Diesel, we recognize value and respect the individual differences of our employees. To apply in person, just come by 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana to Dedicated Diesel or call 217-328-0560.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue. Avenue in Urbana.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it, too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
That's today, right? I mean, I get confused at our schedule, but I think it's Long Branch.
You want me to run for it?
I'll either go back and you can talk, or I'll talk and you go, whatever you want, because your back's kind of hurting.
You're right. So I'll talk about Profile by Sanford and how I do eat at Long Branch Steakhouse, and they have that wonderful salad and a lot of vegetables. I love the asparagus. I mean, I could go on and on about our experience at Long Branch Steakhouse when Mike and I get a date night. We love the drive to downtown Gifford because you get a chance to comb over the family plan. We're set in the holidays and getting ready for things. In fact, Stevie J Broadcasting and our crew is talking about our party at Long Branch Steakhouse, which might be an option for you. Now, they're typically closed early on in the week and on Sundays. That might be when you get your group of employees over to Long Branch Steakhouse to celebrate the holiday. So they have that option for you also. But when it comes to my weight loss, Profile by Sanford is empowering me, is how I describe it, to face the holidays. I know they're coming. I know how to navigate that when I gather with friends and family, and I'm not going to feel like I have to eat a carrot stick over here in the corner and I'm ostracized.
Yeah, you just limit, right? You
exactly. Just, yeah. And my plate might not be as full and overloaded as it has been in the past because I've seen the errors of my ways. I'm feeling so much better, and I have so many tips from our healthy lifestyle coaches at Profile by Sanford. Why not get that free consultation? This might be the gift if you talk over with your spouse, for you or your spouse or your family, as you get in on Profile by Sanford and really approach 2022 with a healthy view and vision. Profileplan.com with that code DD.
That's why you look at the calendar, because I thought it was Long Branch. Long Branch is next week. So okay. Today I'm going to wash your clothes for a month. And you know what? This would also be a dynamite. Just thinking ahead here. What if you gave wash and dry for 3 months to somebody for Christmas?
Because
I think a lot of people, when it comes to doing laundry, they kind of say, well, I don't want to spend the money. I ought to be doing that.
It almost feels too fancy-like.
Well, do women feel guilty?
Maybe.
Why?
I was trying to think about this myself. I don't know. It's just one of those chores.
Yeah, but what is it? What is it about the? It's not a genetic thing, right? I mean, you don't feel like. Why do women feel guilty if somebody does their laundry?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'll be happy for those that don't feel guilty, or you think about going into Country Squire Cleaners and buying this from Kevin, that you can get laundry for a month, 2 months, 3 months. You might want to ask about this. In any event, today I'll pay for it for a month. What you have to do, you have to live in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet. And then he'll bring you a bag. You fill it full of clothes 25 pounds a week. And he'll come and get it on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day your pickup day is, and return it Thursday or Friday. Clean. Folded. The last six surveys we've returned have been fantastic. They love the service. So if you are interested... And don't feel guilty about somebody coming to your door, taking a bag. You don't even have to go outside. Throw the bag of clothes out on the porch or on the front door, and then he'll come get them and drop them back off folded, clean, dry. Everything's great.
Give yourself a break when it comes to this hectic schedule as we approach the holidays and so many things on our list we have to check off.
I don't know. Kevin will do this.
Done. Yeah. Exactly.
Kevin Buskirk, Country Squire Cleaners. If you are interested, just text in Wash and Dry as in Wash and Dry Club. I'm paying for it. It's for 4 weeks. enjoy. Well, I don't like how they really need to hang. Well, then don't send that. Send the other stuff.
Exactly.
The jeans can add up and weight and stuff.
You're
and
right.
Anyway, just text in wash and dry 217-359-2255. Whatever the number is. All right. 217-359-2255.
That's it.
Wash and dry. Text it in if you want to be considered for Stevie J paying for your laundry for a month. You have to be Champaign Urbana. Savoy and Muhammad.
Okay.
And that's how it works. But the fact that I don't know what else you can do that gives you such joy, because I have never met a human being that is excited to do the wash today. Oh, boy, I can't wait to do my laundry. So happy. Just okay. Just doesn't happen. Wash and dry, 217-359-2255. I'm buying it for a month for you.
The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier with a centennial anniversary. So that's going on today for Veterans Day.
Okay, John Decker live standing by from Washington. That's next.
Exciting Cardinals baseball will continue at spring training. Be one of the first fans to catch the team in 2022. Cardinals Vacations makes it easy to get to warm, sunny Florida by being your one-stop shop for spring training travel. You'll receive hotel accommodations, great game tickets, and much more. Make your plans today. Call Cardinals Vacations at 800-892-7687 or online at cardinals.com/vacations.
I'm Chris Foster. It's Veterans Day. President Biden hosts veterans at the White House this morning, then heads across the river to Virginia.
Following a long tradition, President Biden attends a wreath laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery, the final resting place for three unknown U.S. service members beginning in 1921. That's also served as the symbolic grave for unidentified or unlocated, though never forgotten, American soldiers.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Polish soldiers stopped thousands of migrants from crossing over the border with Belarus.
The European Union accuses the Belarusian president of weaponizing migrants. EU leaders call it a cynical hybrid attack. Belarus denies the allegations.
Fox's Simon Owen. There's an agreement between our government and China's to work together to cut carbon emissions. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A Champaign man accused of assembling and selling ghost guns being held in the Champaign County Jail on serious felony charges. 18-year-old Keon McLaren was arrested Tuesday on a warrant that had been issued for him last week after he was charged with gun running. A 20-year-old Urbana man who allegedly possessed a gun altered to fire automatically at a time when he had more than a pound of cannabis intended for sale has been criminally charged. Judge Ben Dyer Wednesday set bond for DeMondre Carter at $350,000. Ordered him to have no contact with his girlfriend. Search of the car turned up about 1.5 pounds of cannabis. Thanksgiving almost here. More people traveling to see friends and family. A welcome change from last year. But according to one survey, some Americans adjusting to their plans to account for rising gas prices. 61% of respondents report they were not likely to travel for Thanksgiving. And maybe not Christmas. That's what's going on. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana and vicinity. Big change in weather is getting underway. The first in a string of cold fronts marching on by. Looks like we'll continue in showery mode from time to time as deepening low pressure up through the northern lakes region continues to spin down. A series of additional disturbances and reinforcing cold fronts, and temperatures will take on a little more of a late November feel, and the first few flakes of the season expected to fly around here as early as tomorrow afternoon and evening, and more so over the course of the weekend. A wide range of temperatures will ride the roller coaster around here for next weekend. There are at least some briefly milder days in sight there. But for the rest of the day today, 57 and falling temperatures, a brief passing shower as the afternoon wears on in particular. West winds 20 to 30 and gusty. Breezy colder tonight, a fair sky 36. Tomorrow maybe a shower for the morning and more so into the afternoon that carries a bit of snow up to 44 there. A couple of snow and rain showers over the weekend. High stuck in the lower 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Okay. It's Thursday.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker.
children singing his name. It is Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray, also the owner, producer of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, Stevie. Hope you're having a great week so far. Almost over. Having a good Thursday as well.
Yeah, there's. Let me just start with this.
$450,000 per person. Is that what you're saying?
That was separated from a family member at the border under the last administration.
That's not going to happen.
Because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child. You've lost your child. It's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstances.
Will Christmas gifts be delivered? To which I say, call FedEx.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh my God. That is hilarious. Oh my God. That is hilarious. Oh my God.
Yeah. That is hilarious. I kind of looped that. I can't. John.
You kind of looped that.
It kind of, what the heck? I mean, what's going well? I'm trying to be, what is, you're going to Joe Biden say, you're doing great at filling.
Right. It's not, look, he's not in a good place right now. You know, the public opinion polls are indicative of that. The latest public opinion poll, I think, came out Sunday, USA Today, 38% public approval rating. I don't know if you can go lower than that. You know, I think that's the way the White House views it, that they've, you know, sort of hit the floor. We'll see if over the course of the next few weeks they can turn things around. You know, over the next few weeks, there's going to be a big event, which is happening the week of December the 3rd. What's happening that week? A few things. One, the Supreme Court will take up that Mississippi abortion law case. I don't think is going to impact the White House one way or the other. But we also have the government running out of money. That is December the 3rd as well. And then you also have the possibility of a default on our debt. That also is on December the 3rd. So some events that are coming up that could possibly not be additional good news for the Biden White House.
I don't know how Kamala Harris has 28. That was like a George Herbert Walker Bush in 1992 or something. I've not heard of a 28.
Yeah, that's pretty low. She's out of the country. She's in Paris and has been there for the past few days trying to patch things up with President Macron of France. But that's not a good place. And so, you know, for those talking about rumors, you know, President Biden possibly not running for re-election and having Kamala Harris fill the void, I don't think that plan is going to work, especially when you consider where her approval rating is right now.
Yeah. But why? I mean, when they say, you know, call FedEx, we can't. And for the president to say, I don't think people understand what supply chain means. Why would you come out and, to me, it was very condescending. I mean, I don't think they can fix this, I guess is my point. I don't think they have any idea how they're going to fix this.
Well, it's not a short-term fix. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we're not going to notice a major difference between this week and next week at the supermarket, or between this week and 3 weeks from now at a Costco. You know, this will take time. You know, I think I told you a few weeks ago when I was flying into Los Angeles, and I see literally 36 container ships, you know, waiting to dock in Los Angeles, the port at Los Angeles, the port at Long Beach. You know, that's not something that can be, you know, turned around so quickly. And, you know, the president yesterday at the port of Baltimore, the same problem exists on the East Coast as well. So these problems are going to persist for the president. He did get some good news last week with the passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill on late Friday night, and then last Friday morning, the strong jobs report. But yesterday, more bad news with the inflation report, the highest rise in inflation in 1 month in 30 years. And we notice it every time we fill up our gas tanks or, you know, go to the grocery store. It's not a good place that the president's in right now. The
president says everything's paid for. They won't set $1 over. How does one analyze that? Because I don't think it's correct.
No, that's not correct. And, you know, if you ask me, what's the likelihood of that $1.75 trillion Build Back Better social spending bill passing today, I'd say it's 0%. Wow. I really do believe that. And the reason being is because of the inflation report that came out yesterday, the statement put out yesterday by Joe Manchin. He essentially said that's the nail in the coffin. I cannot support that that type of spending, that amount of spending, the scope of that spending with inflation where it is right now in the U.S. economy.
Because theoretically it would even get worse if we pass that?
Yes.
Is that the thinking? Okay.
That is the thinking. The additional spending, yes. The White House is pushing back on that idea, but it really doesn't matter whether they're pushing back. You know, they're pushing back, in terms of trying to sway public opinion, but the only opinion that they need to sway is that of Joe Manchin. And Joe Manchin actually put out a statement. He wasn't asked about it. He took the initiative to put out a statement essentially indicating you cannot have my support with inflation where it is right now.
The Secretary of Energy Granholm was, governor of Michigan. She's a veteran political person laughing in the face of something that was actually a serious question about what are you going to do about getting gas prices down. It was a bad look and a bad sound, I thought.
I had not heard that clip before, so I'm glad you played it in a loop so I got to hear it a few times.
Well, let me just, I'll do it legit. This is just straight up.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Then she went on to say, as if I had the power. It is from OPEC. It is a global market. Well, wait a minute. It was $1.50 lower a year ago. What were we doing?
Yeah.
We were producing our own stuff. We're actually asking others to supply America now? How could it get so bad so quickly? Man.
Well, there are a few reasons. You know, there's increased demand, number one. Number two, you do have a cutoff on supply in terms of the various pipelines that supply oil from Canada. That's number two. Yeah. And number three, OPEC is not helping out matters in any way whatsoever. They're capitalizing on the demand for oil, and that's something that they're not willing to increase supply in any way whatsoever. So, you combine those three things, one of those things the U.S. could actually do something about, that's the pipeline issue. We're stuck where we are right now with higher gas prices.
Is it a leap to think, and this is kind of my cynical view here, that maybe the far left anyway wants America to feel the pain so that we evolve quicker toward renewable?
I don't think so. I don't think that that's going to, I think that when you talk about evolving, it is evolving. If I notice it here on the East Coast, there are a considerable number of electric vehicles on the roads here in Washington, D.C. I think that when you take into account D.C. and probably Silicon Valley, the higher percentage of electric vehicles on the road. But you look at how many vehicles that are electric that are sold in the U.S. on an annual basis, it's a drop in the bucket. Yeah. It's, less than 5%. It's going to take some time for people to come around to embracing electric vehicles to the point that, the Biden administration would like that to happen. It's going to happen. I don't know when. I don't think anybody knows for certain when.
Right.
And we know that the big automakers are already planning ahead, 15 years down the road, to have a large percentage of their fleets electric vehicles, but it's not happening overnight. And in the meantime, we do have gasoline-powered vehicles, and we do need to put gasoline in them every week or a few times a week, depending upon how far your commute is. And that's being felt. It's being felt in a real way.
And the people making $14 an hour feels like an instant tax or something.
That's right.
It's just coming right out of the pocket, and you go to the grocery store. Holy cow.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Notice a difference between this year and last year for both of those things.
No question. It's a bigger number, and for people that aren't making a lot of money, it is a real hit and a real difference, and it's going to be tough to figure out how to get out of this, because boy, you'd hate to be back to Jimmy Carter days when it was 21% for a home interest. So,
right? Isn't that unbelievable to think about that?
No, it is.
But the only thing that I think that the Biden administration does have on their side is time. I mean, I think they have to be thankful that the midterms are happening a year from now, as opposed to having happened last week.
Yeah,
because they would have been just destroyed last week. So they have a full year to turn things around, and all the issues that we just are discussing, supply chain issues, inflation issues, gas prices, a full year. which is a lot of time. It is. And you can turn things around. Look, Ronald Reagan turned things around. Look where he was the midterm elections in 1982, and he wins by a landslide in 1984. So it is possible to turn things around. But you know, I think that, you know, I don't know if America's patience is what it should be if you're a supporter of President Biden.
John Decker, you the man. We always appreciate you. Appreciate your reporting.
Thank you, Stevie. Always great to be on your show. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, and I will join you, of course, next Thursday. Hey, we're coming up on Thanksgiving.
Can you
believe that's right around the corner?
2 weeks from today, man.
Two weeks from today, man. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about prices, Thanksgiving's costing a lot more this year than last year, too. Another sort of the cold water in our faces that we have to face. Kind of a bummer. But in any case, have a great day and a great weekend, Stevie, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, John. John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray, also the owner, producer of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. John Decker, many of you say you like him. So do I.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5. Let's jump to our morning sports headlines at 8:15.
In the AP Top 25 poll that came out for basketball, Gonzaga at number one, UCLA, Kansas, Villanova, Texas in the top five. But then we get into some Big Ten teams like Michigan at 6 and Purdue at 7. Our Illini at 11 again. Number 17, Ohio State. And number 21 is Maryland. When it comes to basketball and former Illini player Io DeSumo with 19 minutes and 7 points in that win as the Bulls defeated Dallas' Mavericks 117-101, we're so proud of our Illini going on. Zach LaVine had 23 points for the Bulls and Lorenzo Ball with 7 of the 15 three-pointers that he sunk. We had the Nuggets over the Pacers 101-98. They'll be at Utah tonight. NFL action has the Baltimore Ravens down in Miami to take on the Dolphins. When it comes to Sunday at noon, Saints are in Tennessee, Jacksonville is at Indy, and at 3:25 we'll have Seattle at Green Bay. The Bears have a bye week. Of course, our Illini with a bye week, been doing lots of recruiting. I'm hearing good things about TJ Griffin, 6'2", 190, Palos Hills for the class of 2022. So lots of coaches in Illini Nation working on recruits, including Brad Underwood and Nancy Faye. Now, when it comes to our basketball program in action tomorrow night, that's number 11 Illini taking on Arkansas State with an 8 o'clock tip-off, as we say, go Illini. And another trending story in Illini Nation is Blake Hayes in football, a Ray Guy Award punting nominee. So that'd be cool if he locks that in.
Ray Guy was one of the greats in the 70s. Mm-hmm. He punted for Oakland, I believe, the Oakland Raiders back in the day.
IHSA playoff action on Saturday. Muhammad Seymour's Bulldogs, Arcola's Purple Riders.
Well, we play at Morton. Muhammad Seymour's at Morton.
Yep. Unity has Williamsville
coming into Tolono.
Mm-hmm. And the weather is just going to be... But, you know, it's not the Unity St. Joe Snow Bowl.
It'll be cold, man.
Years ago.
If you're going, just bundle up, wrap it up.
I'm bracing for impact.
It's just cold. It's not like...
Layer up. It's fine.
It's just, you know, we've been to Illinois football games that are way colder.
For sure. So. And I don't know how that's going to be on the 27th when we have Northwestern coming to Memorial Stadium. We'll layer up for that, too.
Yep. It'll be cold for that, I bet.
All good.
But it is November.
Go Illini.
There's that. All right. ESPN 93.5, we check your weather. Brought to you by Dogtown Heating and Air and Plumbing, servicing residents of Paxton, Urbana, and surrounding areas. DogtownHeatingandAir.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Champaign, Urbana, and East Central Illinois and vicinity. That big change in weather is underway with the first in a series of cold fronts expected to swing on by our neck of the woods and deepening low pressure across the northern Great Lakes region. Plenty of packing of those isobars. That means plenty of wind in the forecast as well as we transition into a late November feel and perhaps the look of the same as well come tomorrow and into the weekend. Yeah, a little bit of snow in the air. In the meantime, a stray shower as the day wears on. Variably cloudy, windy, 57, and falling temperatures late this afternoon as winds turn westerly, breezy, colder tonight, and a fair sky too at 36. Tomorrow, clouding up, and there may be a shower of rain in the morning, even some mixed snow in the afternoon, 44, and falling temperatures there, down to a low tomorrow night at 32, and some evening snowflakes, and a couple more snowflakes both Saturday and Sunday, cold. High temperatures in the lower 40s will moderate back into the 50s briefly for early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
When selling your home with Ryan Dallas Real Estate, nothing is left to chance. This is Ryan Dallas with Ryan Dallas Real Estate. As the most trusted name in local real estate, my team goes above and beyond to get you results. It's what makes our team number one in homes sold and number one in client satisfaction year after year. We outsell the competition and outperform for you. Put your trust in the team that gets proven results, Ryan Dallas Real Estate. Visit us at RyanDallasRE.com.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Need a garage door to be replaced or repaired? Need a brand new one installed? The name to trust is Banco Overhead Door. Banco services all types of garage doors and openers, as well as quality CHI overhead doors. No job is too big or small for Banco. Whether it's residential or commercial need, they're here to serve all of East Central Illinois. Stocked with a vast majority of supplies, makes, and models, Banco offers the most complete service in the business, and all jobs are completed by fully trained and insured garage professionals. Give them a call today at 217-590-4085.
At Carpet Weavers, we're flooring people. With great advice, with perfect installations, with an incredible selection of furniture, and with extended financing options. The more you buy, the more you save.
We're flooring people.
With unmatched service from a family-owned business. If you're ready to start a project, we're here for you.
Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery.
We're flooring people.
Carpet Weavers at 616 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kowski gives to Chase Brown, spinning his way near the goal line, he and he's into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Chase Brown! Peters rolls to the end zone. It is caught! It is caught! Yes! It's good! They have won! They have set number 7!
Honor your Fighting Illini football senior class at Memorial Stadium Saturday, November 27th versus Northwestern. Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctor, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Yes, we have a Stever, my friends. It is Country Square Cleaners, where we wash your clothes for a month. If you you have the Mahomet, Champaign, Urbana, or Savoy.
Okay.
This is the pickup and delivery area. But essentially, if you say, I really am interested in somebody doing laundry, 25 pounds a week, 25 bucks, I'll pay for a month. That's $100. And you can try it out. And Kevin will drive the bag by. And then you have to, you know, fill the bag and open that darn door. I know the lock's tough, but just open the door and throw it out there. And then you'll get a pickup day and set it up, and then he'll go wash it. I don't know how he does it. I really don't. I wouldn't do that for 25 bucks a week. I wouldn't charge you only. I charge you more.
What sounds appealing is having a professional fold everything so you can just set it in your drawers. Really, how easy is that?
You just, well, don't people just leave it stacked and just grab stuff?
Right.
I mean, you know, you can do whatever you want with your
awesome. Lawn.
Anyway, you will have to open that darn door again and pick up the clean laundry 3 days later. Anyway, if you're interested, I'll buy it for a month at $100. Text in wash and dry to 217-359-2255. Wash and dry, 217-359-2255. You're interested in our Stever offer. The Stever, the program where I buy stuff for you. I give you my money. You spend it within a week. You get it set up, in this case, within a week. And then you give me your feedback when you're done. And that's all good. It's good to get feedback so the companies can learn from it. And they want to know what you think.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Allerton Equipment Repair. Chuck and Marcy down in beautiful Allerton, Illinois, your trusted truck repair and service center in Allerton. Quality service close to home, AllertonRepair.com. We are honoring veterans today. It is Veterans Day, November 11. And somebody's going to be really happy, a couple people will, in fact, because we're going to honor a law enforcement official and a veteran, Mattex Heating and Air. They are giving away HVAC system. That means air conditioner and furnace to two people.
That's right.
That is really a heck of a prize.
They had a lot of great nominees. It's so hard to decide. We'll find out our winners soon.
Stand by. It's 5 till. News coming up.
This is Dr. Margaret Tate with OSF Healthcare at Family Medicine in Champaign. Just want to remind everybody to keep up with your yearly physicals. This is a time for you to sit down with your doctor and talk about all of the preventative healthcare measures that we have available for you. With the pandemic, we realize that people have been putting off getting their physicals, but we want to stress the importance of getting them done. When you get your physical and get up to date with all of your healthcare screenings, it helps us identify issues before something serious occurs. So it seems counterintuitive to go to the doctor when you feel well, but it's important for us to get to know you as you're well so that we can recognize serious symptoms when you come in for your sick visits. It can be dangerous to put off your physical because early detection for certain cancers is key to some tips for going to your physical. Write down what questions you have. Bring someone with you. A lot of times doctors are giving you a lot of information all at once. For details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
We're here with Brad Blumenschein again from RE/MAX Realty Associates. Brad, we're so busy now. How do you take the stress out of buying a home?
Well, Lon, you know this housing market's been crazy recently. A lot of people think they missed out. But if you're one of those luxury home buyers or sellers, the homes of $350,000 or more, there's still a ton of people out there looking for them. So give me a call right now, Brad Blumenschein with the RE/MAX Collection.
Be sure to give Brad a call or text at 217-840-4381.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag. Keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
This football season, make sure you rush into Dick Van Dyke Appliance World like a middle linebacker who got the blitz signal. They have a brand new showroom ready to knock your cleats off. The remodel has customers buzzing. The selection is off the charts with plenty of in-stock appliances to choose from. Also, check out the new wall mural starring Dennis and your favorite local All-American linebacker. Dick Van Dyke is now offering financing that's interest-free until January 2023. Stop in the store or start your appliance shopping now at appliance-world.com.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Just because you have a home security system in place doesn't mean you are properly secured. Tired of poor customer service? Feel like you're paying too much for monitoring? Barcom Security may be able to make you feel more secure. Right now, Barcom Security is offering a free alarm takeover on qualified systems. That's right, we may be able to do a simple alarm takeover and save you money on monitoring. No more lame customer service or overpaying for monitoring. To learn more, check out barcomsecurity.com and have a secure day.
Have you heard about Country Squire Cleaners Wash and Dry Club? Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mahomet and pick up your laundry. Then, within 3 days, they'll deliver all your clean and folded laundry back to your home. $25 a week for 25 pounds. Join the Wash and Dry Club and save time and money. Call 217-356-9422 for more information or visit them online, CountrySquireCleaners.com.
Run to Target, grab your Starbucks, go to your hair appointment, but if you're late, bring your stylist the coffee too. My mom and her team can make your hair long. They have magic hair extensions.
Salon 105 offers more than just haircuts. We are certified in hand-tied extensions. We do waxing, hair coloring, balayage, ombre, and we are up to date on all of the latest trends. Not to mention our team is a lot of fun. Come and see us in downtown Mahomet. For more information, visit salon-105.com.
You're listening to WSJK.